Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You may have gotten an alert on your phone a little while ago about a blue alert to let people know about the suspect they're looking for in the death of a Nassau Bay police officer. Deputies believe 21-year-old Tavoris Dwayne Henderson ran over Sergeant Kayla Sullivan after Sullivan and several other officers were trying to arrest him for domestic violence. Deputies surrounded his mother's house this morning thinking he might be inside. Harris County Sergeant Dennis Walford.
We have interviewed people that know him that say that he has been known to carry a firearm. We have found some pictures that are out there that would indicate that he has been in possession of a firearm in the past. So yes, I would say that there's a good possibility he could be armed.
Sergeant Sullivan was a 16-year vet of the police force. She's the first Nassau Bay officer to lose her life on the job. We have a picture of the suspect on our website, KRLD.com.
And John, when that blue alert came out, we did get some calls into the newsroom. People were wondering what it was. We're used to getting amber alerts, right? Not blue alerts. Lieutenant Lonnie Haschel from DPS joins us live now to talk about it. Okay, Lonnie, what exactly is a blue alert?
On August 18th of 2008, Governor Rick Perry signed an executive order creating the state's blue alert system. The blue alert is designed to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously wound local, state, federal law enforcement officers. So during that blue alert, the public receives a notification that many North Texans got this morning.
How often is that being used?
There's very specific criteria.
Yeah.
A law enforcement officer must have been killed, seriously injured. The investigating entity must determine that the offender poses a serious risk to the public. They have to have a detailed description of the vehicle or the person. So there's very detailed criteria. I don't have statistics on how many times it's been used, but it was put in place by the governor to help apprehend these violent criminals.
Even this, though this happened near Houston, is this something that goes absolutely statewide? So somebody in the Panhandle or in El Paso is going to get this as well?
That's correct. At the request of the local entity, the Texas Department of Public Safety pushes out those alerts. And Texas is one of 34 states that currently participate and have that system in place and if it's needed.
So far, since this has come out, has it ever led to a capture?
I don't have information. All that's kept down at our headquarters. But if people are interested to make sure that they're receiving all the alerts, whether it be the blue, the silver, or the amber, they can follow on Twitter. It's at @TX_alerts, and that's a handy way to get those notifications to your phone if you don't get them and you're not subscribed.